Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez, and you guys, I'm bringing you another retro episode because you guys asked for it. We are delivering, and I have a special guest here, the guest of all of the retro episodes, Chad.
How's everybody doing? It's your co-host, Chad, coming back for a special Thanksgiving edition.
Yes, it's Thanksgiving Eve. It's currently 11:30 p.m.
We saw the response to the last retro episode, so we wanted to get this out for everybody. I made some promises that I would, you know, deliver an episode with Holly, so you could, you know, everybody out there in Thanksgiving land or, you know, holiday land, everybody going to see their families or, you know, seeing the you know, relatives over the holiday season, you know, you can have something to do, maybe avoid certain family members you don't want to talk to.
Maybe something for the drive over.
Yeah, whatever.
Anything. Whatever.
Yeah, anything. Anything goes.
So just really quick, I won't go crazy because we want to get to it. But just a reminder, season 7 of Vanderpump Rules starts December 3rd, you guys. We're so excited. Sarah and I are hosting a viewing party at the W in Los Angeles, not Hollywood, in West Los Angeles. So all the details are on our Facebook. They're also on our website. You can check it out. Please email us at Vanderpump Rules Party if you're going to come. We just want to make sure that we have plenty of gift bags, food, like everything we need to take care of you guys. We're so excited to see you. The response has been great. So, and I've said this on every podcast, but don't be afraid to come alone. We're really easy to talk to. Everyone's so friendly. Our community is amazing. So, come if you can't, if you get off work late or something, you can meet us at TomTom. You can hit us up. So just keep that in mind. December 3rd, Monday, December 3rd. Okay. So this episode, retro episode, we're going to be covering season 2, episode 6. And what is this titled?
Well, this isn't. This is Lisa's Angels, and we're going to take a trip back to December 2013. This is when this episode
aired.
Originally aired.
Okay.
Season 2. So, this episode focuses a lot on the gay pride parade of the restaurant, sir, and Lisa's annual.
Participation
mm-hmm. in the float. And this particular parade, they were dressing up in, you know, the costume's always a big thing for these guys, right? They're always mm-hmm. unveiling the costume. Everybody's so excited to see what it is, right?
Right.
So this is the wings. The men are wearing these big like Victoria's Secret angel wings.
I loved this look.
It was pretty stunning, pretty
yeah,
striking.
Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't seem like, but it didn't seem too functional. These are like huge wings. Like, you know, I can't see walking around with this stuff and being able to maneuver easily. But what, I mean, the girls weren't wearing these. This was strictly for the guys, right?
No, I think the girls wore them too.
The girls were wearing the angel wings as well?
Yeah, I think they decide that. So Lisa has like a little meeting and she calls upon her more responsible employees. And that includes at this time, and I think it's kind of funny because it still kind of is her favorite people. She calls upon Katie, Peter, Tom, and Sheena. And so that's her A-team back in the day, the people who she called responsible. So not included in that is Stassi isn't included, Kristen isn't included, Jax isn't included.
A lot of these people were on the outs at this particular time. Stassi was, you know, on you know, a downward spiral, and Kristen had, you know, was on her way out as well. So she's starting to shuffle around the team a little bit more. This is where you start to see a little change in the dynamic of the, you know, the group.
Right.
Right. Like this is the prime opportunity for what came in the next season, season 3. It was the opening up of the cast, and I guess like the new kids came along, right? So you're getting a little bit more of a dynamic change. It's a shift. This is when they start bringing different people to the forefront. And yeah, Jax and Stassi and all them are kind of hidden to the back right now. But this is like their last hurrah, season two, I'd say, like of the
original,
original
setup
vibe of Vanderpump Rules. Yeah, the first two seasons were like, you know, OG.
Yeah, and I feel like we haven't really discussed this in the past retro episodes, but this is when Katie's hair is orange.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
do you think it looked better in real life?
I don't know, but a lot of us, you know, now looking back...
maybe this was on, you know, like an on-camera type of thing. It looks bad.
Maybe.
With the lighting, you know, it's got the... You know,
I mean, it definitely went through a lot of phases because even like during filming, like you could tell it was like orange and then it got like lighter and then it went to blonde and then it was brassy again. Like I think she really went through it with that hair.
I mean, blonde's really hard to pull off if you got dark hair and you're trying to,
right.
You know, like a lot of people I think go with, that's why a lot of people will go with just like a straight, you know, bleach or maybe like a kind of a, like a white color, right?
Uh-huh.
Go with the white look. You know, because it tends to leave out all that orangey look, you know?
Well, that's kind of, I don't know. I mean, yes, when you have dark hair, it's hard. That's why I got so frustrated. I would always like go to my hairstylist and say, I want blonde hair. And everyone would like put some dumb streaks in it or say, we can get you there eventually. And it never was. And so finally I had just had it and I stripped my hair. And
I think the hairstylist with Katie was probably like, let me give you a natural look. I'll give you something natural.
Yeah.
And I tried to
She's
do that.
Talked about it. She said that they were taking, like, she didn't want to ruin her hair. So that's kind of what happens when you step it down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny. I feel like looking back, I don't hate it. Like now looking back, it's like, it was kind of different. I don't know. I kind of like it now.
Yeah. I mean, at the time you're like, wow, what is she doing? But yeah, you look back now and it's not as bad as you thought it was.
Because I feel like at the time she was like trying to like really stand out. It was bugging me that she was like making this big change on camera. It was hard to watch. But now knowing Katie's personality and knowing how she is, it doesn't bug me as much.
You don't see that too much anymore.
Mm-mm.
Like the whole hair dyeing thing. It's just not I mean, is it?
Like, is Sunin still a thing?
I don't think so. I mean, is Ombre still a thing?
Now it's called, like, Balayet. I don't know the freaking word, but...
You just don't see it. I mean, people are really going with, like, the natural type
of... I see it on Instagram. Thing. I just don't know the name.
Everything's very subtle now.
Yeah.
We're in, like, a real bland time.
I would say, like, the trendy look is, like, doing that gray or, like, violet or... You could always look at, like, kind of like Kelly Osbourne for the weird trends.
I feel like a lot of women just put on a wig if they want some crazy hairstyle or something different.
Yeah,
you know?
Or extensions. We discussed that a lot. Last night I podcast with Sarah and her sister, and oh my gosh, they were crazy. So I was just sitting there listening to them go off. But yeah, it was, we were talking about extensions and how that's a different way to be fun and try something new. But how it's exhausting to always keep that up, you know, how just always doing that stuff, maintaining that look.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyways.
Wait. So Sarah's got family in town?
Yes, for Thanksgiving.
See, this is why we're putting out the episode. If Sarah had a retro episode to listen to, she wouldn't have to sit around talking to her family.
Yeah. Know? Exactly.
So this
is... I'm sure Sarah will be listening. And shout out to Sarah because... I mean, a lot of, I know all of the listeners know how great Sarah is, but Sarah is so helpful to me. Like she's making stuff for our Thanksgiving. She has her mom and sister and they're all preparing stuff for their Thanksgiving. And I'm having like 17 people over and I've never hosted before. And Sarah's mom and Sarah and Kaya are making a couple of stuff like to fill in the gaps for our dinner.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So they're bringing that over tomorrow. But I think we've done it. I think we're going to be okay for hosting tomorrow.
Yeah. It's been a lot of, hard work.
Lots of cleaning, lots of getting ready, but I think we've got it. Didn't realize how hard it was to host.
Well, we wanted to give you guys a little bit of something to, you know, like I said, you know, you know, relax with over the holiday season weekend.
This is, I would say, like, it's one of Chad's favorite things to do, is to like enjoy a holiday and like really like either have like an awesome show to watch or something. It really sets the mood for him.
Yeah. So this is what I do. I mean, so around this time you either have your Christmas tree up or decorations or whatnot. So, you know, the
something
the,
that's like traditional or memorable for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So the rooms are really like cozy and
lots of ambiance,
a lot of atmosphere and ambiance. Yes, you're right. Which you typically don't see. You know, your house is usually pretty plain until, you know, the holiday season comes around and, you know, you're decorating. And so there's, you know, there's a warmth to the living space, right?
Yeah.
So it adds to the whole, you know, memory of you know, this time. So everybody usually gets a couple days off, right? So you have a nice little escape or vacation, right? Even if you're not going anywhere, you're just staying at home, or like I said, if you're with family, this is something that you could do, is, you know, put on a podcast.
What show are you gonna watch?
You know, I'll probably binge watch you know, Netflix or something like that. Like,
come on, give the people something.
Before it was like DVDs, like we were talking about last time.
Yeah, what
right?
are you watching,
you know,
though?
You pop on a DVD. I'm watching the new season of Narcos on okay. Netflix. It's like season 4, something like that. And just, I've been going through that. You know, you can...
Do you know that there's a new OA coming out?
Oh, wow, really?
Well, I follow them on Instagram, and the girl, the main character, mm-hmm. said that they are editing right now, like the music and stuff, so it's close.
Yeah, that was a good show. Yeah, there's a lot of choices, but...
You didn't like that as much as me.
Yeah, it was all right. But there's a lot of stuff on right now, so yeah.
Chad's into that. He's like super into like Mad Men.
Yeah.
What else?
That's a good one.
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead, Sopranos, you know, all that stuff.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So there's a lot of choices.
Anyways, okay, so let's yeah, so we hope you guys enjoy this episode. So let's get into it so they're not bored with us chit-chatting it up too much.
For sure.
Okay, so not only did we have Katie with her orange hair, but we also have Sheena still dealing with her constant like injuries. So she still had like a wrapped ankle at this little meeting with Lisa. I love Sheena's injuries. Like, it's just one of my favorite things. She's just so, like, I just love watching her.
Yeah. I mean, these are just as convenient as Jax's maladies, right? Like, it always comes at a certain time where they need it the most, right?
Oh my gosh, I never thought of that.
So Stassi's on the verge of dumping Jax. He gets a cancer scare. What is Sheena's beef right now? What's her problem? What's in Sheena's life what's a hardship right now that she's trying to divert from?
She wants to get engaged.
Okay. So the fact that she's not getting the engagement that she wants, and Shay's not willing to commit.
Yeah.
So she's got to come up with these ailments.
I guess so. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
there's always a reason behind these. There's always a reason behind these things. Some sort of deep psychological issue, right? That's driving this external pain, right?
Yes.
Like, you know, psychological issues kind of manifest themselves in injuries or, you know, back problems or, you know, whatever.
Ugh, I always have back problems. Let's talk about Sheena's song. So it's decided that Sheena is going to perform her song on the float, because according to her, that the gays love her music, mm-hmm. and her, she's some sort of icon to them.
Yeah.
And to that, I wonder if that's true.
Well, this was the time of the pop star, right? Mm-hmm. The reality show pop star, one hit wonder, basically. Kim Kardashian put out a song, remember? This is around that time. Paris Hilton.
I feel like no one remembers that.
Well, here's the thing. This is how it goes. They work on an album and they publicize it. They talk about it. They spend an inordinate amount of time recording and practicing and producing, and then it just kind of disappears, right? Like, you'll release a single, and there's a lot more to it because they've been working on it for so long. And then it just kind of...
How does Kim's go? In the club... do you remember the hook?
Something like that, yeah. Something about the club. I mean, these are all pretty generic songs. I mean, Sheena's kind of... Sheena's song went the same way, basically. But it was pretty catchy, right?
Who, Kimmy's?
Sheena's.
Oh, no, Sheena... Okay, so Sheena's... As soon as Sheena's came out, this wasn't LimeWire days, was it?
No, this is way after that.
Okay. I guess I must have bought it on iTunes then, because I had it on a lot of, like, I burned it. I had it in my car and I played it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it. I like a lot of her songs.
I mean,
I also am a fan of like Heidi Montag. I'm also a fan of Paris Hilton. So I really enjoy a good pop song.
Yeah. Okay. So this was along the same lines as those types of reality stars, right? They, I think they got tired of releasing perfumes and fashion lines. So they thought, like, what's the next logical step? You know, music, pop star. And whatnot, right?
Right.
Okay, so she's doing that, and Shay was producing music, right? So it was
right up their alley.
Yeah, something they worked on together. I mean, does Sheena really have a whole lot of talent? You know, can she sing? I don't. You know, it's. I don't think it was really about that. It was more of just, you know, her persona and look. And
yeah, I think she always like said she wasn't a great singer, she was a performer.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she should have given up, and I don't think she should have made fun of herself the way that she did. Like, when I feel like when it doesn't work out, people make fun of themselves and say it was just a joke. I don't think she should have ever said that, because now Lala has a career, James has a career. She should have been right there with them. She should have never made fun of herself. And now she's coming back, but she should have never gone away.
She's starting to do music again?
Yeah, she recorded a couple tracks.
I think it's just hard for people in that particular business to be successful, right? I mean, they can put out songs, and it's always kind of seen as a gimmick, though. You know, it's not, it's never seen as something legitimate. I don't think they ever get really, you know, mainstream success. It's kind of a, like I said, you know, like a one-hit wonder thing.
Well, I mean, but is there money in it?
I don't know.
Like the YouTubers and stuff, like they are releasing things and they're like actually like charting and stuff like that. Like,
yeah. I think things are a lot different now. It's. Let me give you an example. And sorry, guys, I don't mean to get off topic here, but real quick. About 15 years ago, right, actors could not put out commercials in the United States. Okay, in United States television around the country, if you were, you know, Brad Pitt or George Clooney or whoever, and you were, you know, hawking some sort of, you know, you were promoting a brand or a product, your reputation would definitely be hurt. Like, people would see you as kind of a joke. Like, you know what I mean? It would cut into your credibility.
Uh-huh. Right?
So the big actors or movie stars in this country didn't do ads 10, 15 years
ago.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Remember it was a thing. And they would go overseas,
mm-hmm,
to shoot commercials, like, you know, something for coffee or Red Bull or whatever. They would go and they'd make a lot of money doing promotion for a product overseas, Japan, China, you know, whatever.
The only reason that I know that is like some celebrities that I did follow like crazy, I would hear of them doing something and then be like, wait, what shampoo is that? Like L'Oreal, I've never seen that exact brand. What the heck is that? And yeah, it was in another country.
And this was before, way before YouTube. So you couldn't see
right.
any of these things. Like,
or just following them on social media. Now everyone posts every minute of their life.
Yeah, that's true. But now that's common. You see ads with movie stars all the time.
Right.
Right.
How are you relating that back to Sheena?
I think like even in the realm of music and pop stardom, they weren't taken seriously. Right. They couldn't go anywhere with that. Like they really had to have a whole lot of discernible talent or they would just be kind of dismissed, right? They
right.
couldn't, you know, and maybe they had a little bit of a success with one single, but then that was about it. They couldn't follow it up with anything. Now that's not the case. Like you can put out something gimmicky and be fine. You know, it's, and I'd say that's in the last couple of years that's true, right? Because this is 2013 and Sheena didn't really, you know, nothing came of that. You know, if she were to do the same thing now, I think she'd have a lot more success, right? I think just the standard maybe is a little bit lower, or people's attitudes have changed, well, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see how her new stuff does.
But it's funny to see everybody kind of...
I wouldn't say that, like, Lala's music has been super successful. Everyone really likes it, but I haven't heard that it's, like that she's huge in Japan or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's... Everyone likes her music and I have it on Spotify and stuff, but I haven't heard anything coming of it more than that.
I mean, you can't just be talented or know how to sing or, you know, have a good song. You got to have a hit. You got to have something that is memorable and catchy. That's what drives the success with these types of
things. I'm really, really interested in writing music. Like, it's on my bucket list of something to do. I actually have an idea for a song I don't know why I'm inspired by Vanderpump Rules, but I am. And I think I'm gonna like have a ghostwriter help me with a rap song about Sheena.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seems fun.
Yeah.
So I relate to Sheena in that way. Like that's why I'm bummed that she stopped and put herself down saying like, oh, it's just a hobby. I know I can't sing. Just do it.
I mean, did she write her own music?
No, I'm pretty sure like they sat like in a studio and they presented her with the song and said like, what do you think about this? And she's like, I love it.
Yeah, a bunch of people sent her different
ideas. But on this, they're her new EP. I believe she wrote the songs because she talks about like Rob and stuff.
Ah.
It's called The 7 Minute Man. Just kidding.
But it's still funny to see everybody, like, no matter what, they don't take her seriously or they're talking shit. They're still jealous as hell, you could tell. Like, Stassi is just overcome with jealousy. She's trying to play it off like she doesn't care. You know, like, I'm not into that. But Stassi wants to be, you know, in that sort of position.
I actually think that Stassi would, yes, she would like to be, have a song and she would like to have all that attention.
I mean, I wouldn't say more it was a song or maybe a pop star, but she wants to be worshipped in that sort of way.
Yes.
Which is something that I think kids couldn't really grasp for years. Like, you know, people wanted to be famous, but they didn't know how or they didn't have anything to offer. Now it doesn't matter. All you have to offer is yourself, and then, you know, that's the actual the thing, you know. Your personality is the, you know, the commodity nowadays. So I think if you have a, you know, outrageous personality or a certain look, that I think that's nowadays it's enough. Yeah, Stassi, I definitely think wanted that.
Yes. Okay.
That's why she's hard on Sheena.
Yeah. So, like Chad mentioned, for the gay pride parade, they're going to wear these huge angel wings, just like the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Now, I feel like this was like a little bit ahead of their times. Like they could seriously do this same float today and it would still be popular. Do you know what I mean? Like the angel wings are still very much in. Everyone is still into the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Lisa's pretty on the pulse of what is cool,
mm-hmm.
which sometimes she totally gets it wrong. But this, I feel like she got it right.
So they start with a, you know, a meeting over at Lisa's in the street with the float.
Yes.
You know, they're working on the float. They actually have some problems turning it into the driveway. It gets, you know, stuck. It's like, you know, those streets where there's a lot of hills and you're trying to drive.
And you bottom out.
Yeah, like trucks always have problems with this. You ever see a truck trailer turning on a street with like a sloping hill? They kind of just, yeah, the trailer just stops and bottoms out. And then they have to scrape, you know, through the gravel. And
remember when we got your car stuck at Coachella?
Yes.
Chad and I went to Coachella back before it was cool. And we hate when people say that, like, I liked that band before they were cool.
Yeah, no, this is a long time ago. Yeah, this was
like, what, 2003?
2002, I believe.
Okay, so 2002 or something, we're at Coachella. And I don't know why on earth we did this, but we camped there mm-hmm. overnight. And at this time, like, K-Rock was very rock-based at this time.
Yeah, this is when you couldn't stay the night on the you know, fairgrounds. You had to find a hotel or you know, camp off-site. So there was this off-site camping area.
Oh, I think it's still like that now.
Yeah, but you have different options now. You can actually camp inside the venue.
Oh, you can?
I think so, yeah.
I haven't heard of that.
So
anyways, yeah, so we stayed at like this. It was crazy. I'd never done anything like this before, but we camped like in the dirt and these like tour buses of radio stations and other things were there and they partied all night. But it was like this like dirt that we were camping on and Chad's car were like trying to like move around or like find a spot and it got stuck in the sand.
Yeah, like very loose sand. I don't know why I was driving over there, but like, you know. You're trying to find a spot and it's just dirt, but then eventually you hit like some loose sand.
So, and it like turned into like a hot mess and he had to like take his, I remember this. He had to take his, what are those things called?
Floor mats.
The floor mats out and put them under the tire. And then we had to scoot it back onto the tire and he was able to kind of get it out.
No. So I'm very practical with this stuff. If something like that happens, I'm usually very, you know, level headed and, you know, I'll find a way out of it. So I you know, I looked at it and thought, ah, okay, no, you know, I'm not getting out of this. I'm just going to call a tow truck. Ended up calling a tow truck. They said they would be out in a couple hours. So I thought I would just wait. And then I'd gone out there to see if I could kind of move it again, but it wasn't moving. And a couple guys were in the next camp over, were watching me and they walked over and said, hey, you know, can we lend a hand? And I was like, no, it's all right. You know, I got a tow truck coming. It's just, you know, it's stuck. And they said, no, don't worry about that. Save yourself some money. Put your floor mats underneath the car tires. So
that didn't go very well.
No, I was like, you know what? It's fine, guys. They're like, no, check it out. Just do it. So I put them underneath the tires and they ended up spinning under the wheel, getting stuck. I shot them out a couple times. It just didn't work. You know, everybody's always got that advice on how to get out of the situation. But no, it didn't work. And then somebody drove their truck up and was like, yeah, we're going to pull you out. And they ended up getting stuck.
It was just a hot mess.
Yeah. Somebody saw them and they got stuck. And eventually the tow truck came and had to pull all three of us out. So, you know, back to plan one.
Yeah. So, woohoo, Coachella.
Yeah. That was our Coachella story.
But anyways, yeah. So they bashed the float into the Beverly Hills concrete.
Yeah. And so they're getting ready for the Pride Parade. Sheena's song is going to be playing on a loop about 100 times or so.
Yeah.
And it's going to drive everybody crazy. And she's performing on the float.
Yeah.
Cruising down.
Yeah, cruising down. So I also find it's funny that, like, does anyone support this song? Does anyone in the cast, like Lisa seems to not mind. She seems like she's for it, but there's like, even Ariana doesn't really speak up and say, hey guys, like, I love the song. What are you talking about? Like, everyone's just like, ugh, Sheena.
Yeah. It's not a bad song.
So, the next scene, this is a great scene. We have Jax and the two Toms. And they go out for a midday bike ride. Now, Vanderpump Rules loves these little bike rides through West Hollywood. Mm-hmm. The Witches of WeHo have done it on scooters. They've done bikes a couple times. Like, they love just going through the neighborhoods and getting into some ish. So they're on their bikes, and they brought some to-go cups, you know, some beer with them in a paper bag. Mm-hmm. And Jax lets his friends know that he doesn't have cancer and also that he's over Stassi. And to that, they take out their paper bag beer and they swig it. And they have like a little moment.
This was, I think this was, a certain law that you could drink beer in public as long as it was covered. Right? Uh-huh. It was like in a bag.
You could carry it around closed, but it had to be covered or something. Isn't that how it worked?
Yeah. Yeah. As long as it's in a paper bag.
Is that
bag.
A California thing or?
I think it's like a nationwide thing. I'm not 100% sure, but I think so. I think that's the.
But some places you can like drive through and get a daiquiri.
Well, some places you could just walk down the street with an open container.
Oh.
Like Las Vegas, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up with Vegas and why isn't Cali not like that?
I don't know.
Do you think it has something to do with their tourism industry? They don't want to drive off tourists with
probably
drinking and gambling.
So. And for the most part, you don't get in like a car after you're in Vegas. Like you're kind of there, you're in your hotel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe not as much drunk driving there as you would have if people were just walking around with alcohol here.
Mm-hmm. So they're cruising down the streets of Hollywood, enjoying a beer and toasting to Jax's benign cancer.
Yes. Remember we were watching this scene and as T.C. Andy was like taking his shirt off. Remember like there was like a like this cute little Jewish man who walked behind him.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a little Jewish man, and then there was something else that was like iconic to West Hollywood. I forget what it was.
It's a lot of background players.
Yeah.
A lot of extras.
But if you're ever around West Hollywood, that's like one of the things, or Hollywood, Beverly Hills, any of that whole area, you'll see Jewish people walking around. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was an iconic little scene. It was cute.
Yeah, like the Orthodox Jewish people with the, you know, the sort of
traditional
mm-hmm. sort of dress.
So anyways, the Toms and Jax are just like shooting the breeze. And this is when Tom informs Jax that they're going to be on the float in these angel wings and that Sheena's song is going to be on repeat. So bring your earplugs.
Okay, Jax is really confident in his denial of wanting to do this. Like, he's just like, no, I'm not going to do that. He doesn't want to put on the wings, right? He doesn't see him as very manly.
Mm-mm.
He doesn't want to do it. Jax is really, I don't know, I would say insecure a lot of the times, right? His insecurity comes out quite a bit. He always just needs a little bit of a little push sometimes.
Usually he takes that push from Ken.
Yeah.
Ken is usually the one to like almost like bark at him like a little like one of his little dogs like take your shirt off.
Or Lisa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But Ken really come like Lisa will complain about it and then Ken will come through and be like, "Do it."
I think Jax just needs like that father figure to push him, right?
Yeah.
That's what he's that's what he needs. But anyway, he does it. He gives in and dons the Victoria's Secret angel wings.
Yes. So always for the gay pride parade, staffing is always an issue at the restaurants because it gets crazy. If you've ever attended the event, I mean, there are so many people, and then a lot of people celebrate after at the bars and stuff. So Lisa calls a meeting and she needs somebody to stay back at the restaurant. Not everyone can be on the float. And everyone wants to be on the float because it's obviously going to be fun. And if you're stuck at the restaurant, you're going to have to really work and it's going to be a stressful day. So Lisa says, you know, I need someone to volunteer. Otherwise, I'm going to pick someone and no one is volunteering. And then so Kristen is finally like, fine, I'll do it because I know you're going to pick me anyways. This is the beginning of, you know, the Lisa and Kristen just falling. Mm-hmm. And Lisa really treats her like she is the worst, most piece of shit employee ever. But before her and Lisa's falling out, she said that Kristen was one of her best sellers as a server and one of the highest rated servers. Like everyone loved her. She worked really hard. So Lisa just took like a total about face on her.
I think we came at a time, I'm talking about like the beginning of Vanderpump Rules, right? Yeah. Like, I think we came at a time or we're looking into Kristen's life at a time where we've missed all of that. Like, I feel like there was some enthusiasm or Kristen was a different person and then something happened and we came along and we're catching this and we've seen her like slowly deteriorate over the years. Like we hear so many good things about Kristen, right? She's like the caretaker of the group. She plays guitar. She taught Tom how to play guitar. You know, they had a great relationship. She was Lisa's top server. You know, she could push that Chilean sea bass.
Yeah. Right?
And I didn't see too much of that. Like, Kristen's really like a, you know.
Yeah, we definitely, like you're right. We definitely did miss something.
I think we missed out on like the fun Kristen. And we got this, you know, real
crazy
serious,
Kristen.
Crazy Kristen. Yeah.
So Kristen's like, I'll do it. Jax tries to volunteer, but Lisa needs him on the float. Jax is always trying to get out of any sort of anything he has to do. So I don't know. Lisa also tries to lay down the law this time because remember last season for the gay pride parade, they were like sneaking alcohol and being really bad. So this year she says, guys, there's going to be none of that. Like, you all need to be very serious and take this very seriously.
I mean, what's so bad about drinking on the float? I mean, I know it's like, I mean, she's like, come on, you guys are working, but I mean, this is like a party atmosphere.
And they all drink at work anyways.
Yeah. I mean, come on, Lisa, loosen up a little bit, but I didn't see a problem with that. I know things could probably get out of hand, maybe.
Yeah, and then I don't know. That group may be hard to handle if they're all sitting there taking shots. It's probably better to have them sober. It's like when we give our daughter sugar, it's like it's easier to manage her without her on sugar.
Mm-hmm. They start to get really aggressive.
Yeah.
Right? So.
And unmanageable.
Yeah.
So beside Lisa saying that she, you know, everyone needs to be on their best behavior, no alcohol, she also reminds them and says, Ariana's the new bartender here and I don't want any trouble from anybody. Just to let everyone know, you know, do not mess with her. That's my rule.
You think they would have more of respect for Lisa's word? I mean, they do listen to her, but I think like what she says goes. Like, you take that as gospel. Like, don't mess with Lisa's. Right. But they kind of still play around. Like, they test the waters a lot.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they push the boundaries.
Yes.
And I don't know. I think Lisa doesn't, you know, they do it behind her back, though. You know, they don't dare let her see what they're up to. But, you know, they're fucking with Ariana. So the second she comes on, the good thing about it is that she can hold her own.
Yes.
Right? Like, Sheena got a little bit, you know, torn apart when she came in. It was no fun. She was like, automatically ostracized. She was on her own, basically. And she had to fight for a little bit of leniency from the girls. But they were ready to kind of tear her apart, right?
Yes.
But Ariana's got, you know, a little better of a, I guess, a poker face. She can really give it back to them.
So Lisa's like trying to visualize like what it's going to look like on the day of her, of Gay Pride, and what her float vision is going to look like. And she spots Jax's tattoo. She sees that he has a new tattoo. She's like, what's that? And he shows her Stassi's signature. And kind of just like how Stassi was smitten by it, Lisa was too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like, oh, like Jax. I mean, everyone thinks he's an idiot, but I don't know. I think the ladies are into the tattoos with the name.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's obviously a bad, it's just not a good idea to do the whole,
the name. Yeah.
Yeah, significant others.
Is that why you've never gotten my name?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I've never gone past the couple tattoos I got anyway, so I kind of stopped a long time ago. No, I mean, it's just not a good idea.
Yeah.
Everybody always says that. It never works out, right?
And yeah.
It's always a bad omen. I don't know. But the parade looks like so, like they're going to have a great time. Like they're getting painted and... They got these like costumes and
like the streets are abuzz. Everything's colorful. And
it's like early. It's like an early Saturday morning, right?
Yeah.
And like you're just like,
they all look hot. Looks good.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, a cool summer day. Yeah, everybody's getting dressed up. Sheena's excited. Stassi's trying to shit all over her about the song, and you know she goes up to her and says like, how, you know, how many times we're gonna have to hear this? How did Sheena know how many times it was gonna play? Did she like, did they estimate the time frame from the time they were going to be on the float, you know, an hour or something? And then how many times the song was going to loop?
I don't know.
It was going to play 88 times.
It was obnoxious. Yeah, it was obnoxious that she knew exactly that it was on there 44 times.
Yeah. I mean, they keep like, it's Katie and Stassi are like, you know, just talking shit, you know, to Sheena and trying to make her feel bad, just being like mean and obnoxious. And this whole thing with it, they, you know, they start talking to the other girls like, why are they over there? They're separating the teams. They said that, you know, the A team and the B team, Sheena's little crew isn't worthy of coming over there with them. They're really obnoxious girls, man.
Yeah, they...
Like, keep it light. Like, is it really that serious? Are you guys really that? Do you really hate each other that much? Like, come on.
Now, you know, we weren't podcasting in season two. But I remember myself when I was watching this show, I was, you know, 100% Team Stassi this whole time. And so I didn't really care that they were mean to Sheena or that there was a Team A or Team B. It just was funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, looking back on it, it looks stupid and petty and ridiculous. But at the time, it was entertaining. So,
yeah, I think, yeah, you really do get enthralled in the drama, especially like, you know, I guess it really is a younger thing. Like, you know, as you get older, it's true. It's true. It's not like you become... wiser. It's just like you start to see, it's like you just start to see people do the same shit over and over again. It's tiring.
Yes.
You know, it's like, oh, just come on. It's like seeing someone burn their finger on a, you know, like a something hot, like a hot plate, right? And they keep doing it over and over again. It's like eventually you're just like, come on, like, don't you get it? Like, you're not gonna get it. You know?
Yeah.
Something to that effect, right? So
I've never seen that happen.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an analogy.
I know.
Bad example.
I've never seen them, someone's like, oh, that plate burned me. Ooh, it happened again.
You know when you get served like at a restaurant, like at you're at Chili's and the waitress like brings
hot
you
hot plate.
Yeah, hot plate, and you grab it, like they usually stuff it right in your hand and then they say hot plate. Right?
Uh-huh.
Like they're like, as they're handing it to you,
yeah,
they're putting it down, and you're actually, they're not handing it to you. They're trying to put it on the table.
But like, it's like a reaction to put your hand out to like guide it down.
Yeah. You start grabbing. They're like, oh, it's hot. And then you hold on to it extra hard. So you're just like, you know, scalding your hand. You get like third degree burns. Chilies. I don't know. What was I talking about?
I don't know, but let's... Okay, so the parade's happening, and Stassi just shits all over Jax the whole time.
Okay, so she can't... Sheena's, like, too, like, jolly. She's having such a jolly time, and she's so into her, career and song and whatever, that Stassi can't take her down. I mean, Stassi can't, you know...
Rain on her parade.
Rain on her parade. Perfect. And she's got some friends. She's got Ariana and she's got the other girls. So they're just like, yeah, they're like giving her the middle finger. And so Stassi is just like, So she turns around and her outlet for her frustration is Jax. So she's just like listening. You can tell she's got her head down. She's listening. And he's talking about, he's just babbling about, you know, his night out with, Peter and this girl and this ballerina he met.
Who apparently was 21.
Yeah, she was 21. You know, they were just talking at the bar. He talks about this being his preseason. He's like a baseball player as far as the whole dating scene goes.
I also like the comment that he made where he was like, it's kind of like refreshing to see that like girls actually like me and they don't just like hate me like Stassi does.
I mean, it's pretty fascinating though to see Jax at work here. He's got like some...
Some game?
Well, no, he's got it like... He's like perfected this whole thing. Uh-huh. It's like a true art form for Jax.
Yes. Right?
Like he's really perfected it. Like you could tell he's really thought about, you know, how to... you know, maximizes his time out there in the field, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely,
it's interesting to watch, you know, that, I mean, it's, yeah, he's like a professional, you know,
player,
gigolo. Yeah. But anyway,
so the news of this just freaks Stassi the F out. And, we just jump back right into that pattern of her doing like that angry flirting thing with him again.
Stassi's got a real beef or problem with just anybody who likes to just like over promiscuous people or something. I don't know what her deal is.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. We need to figure out what that is because it's very deep rooted.
We kind of... thought it might have been her dad had, you know, was, we talked about this last episode, it was caught cheating, you know, like with this 19-year-old secretary or something, and Stassi found out, and, you know, it kind of ruined her.
Yeah, could be.
Traumatized her, right? Because she talks about, she goes calling everybody a whore, and it's always like this, like, whore, that's always her go-to word.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, come on, man. You have to put other women down like that.
Yeah, whores are people too.
Yeah. But the girl that Jax... I feel bad for the girl that went home with Jax. You know, she seemed like a nice girl.
She did.
And they, you know, they just were out, you know, trying to have a good time. And
you know, so Jax hooked up with the ballet girl and Peter hooked up with the friend.
Yeah.
Wearing like Affliction.
Yeah. In his ponytail.
Yes.
And his...
Pirate stash.
Pirate stash,
yeah. Yes.
And with the ultra super low cut V-neck.
So anyways, the whole parade scene is just like picturesque. I mean, if you go back and watch this episode, it's great. You have swirling in the background... the girl I wanna be, dun dun dun, and then Stassi's like rolling her eyes at Jax. Jax is like, "This is gonna be a long day," and them just going bickering back and forth.
Antagonizing.
It's like,
what was
more annoying, Sheena's song playing 88 times or Jax and Stassi bickering?
Yeah. It had to be torture on that float for everybody else. Sheena's just having a good old time, though. She's just like...
She's like, I'm having fun. I have my own team. You know, she doesn't really care that Stassi thinks that she has her A team, because Sheena's really been at work building her team. So,
which is pissing off Stassi even more.
Yes.
She's just not having a good time.
So Stassi's just getting like super bothered. Like, she wants off the float. She wants Jax out of her sight. And so that's kind of... Then we roll into Kristen and T. Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen is just there in all of her glory. Like, this, when Kristen does a scene like this, I cannot even think. It's like someone throws something into my brain and it's being scrambled or something. Kristen is just on fire. Mm-hmm. She went through Tom's phone. Mm-hmm. She just straight up says, hey, I went through his phone. I found some text from Ariana.
She said something. She said that she spends many nights going through his phone.
Yeah.
Just searching through his phone, going through.
Which, back in like 2013, like, that's like something, like, that's pretty great. Like, now, like, it's like pretty easy to like get into someone's phone or whatever. You know, like, it's kind of like, now it's like a little more socially acceptable. But back then, like, Kristen was just always like doing like rogue missions.
She was ahead of her time as far as stalker girlfriends go.
Yes.
Not even that. Just like the overbearing, like, she's on a, she's like the private detective of miserable girlfriends.
Yes.
Right.
So,
like, she wants to be miserable.
I felt like she was mad about this. Like, she didn't think that Tom's text message was okay, but there was Stassi and Katie who were like fully pushing her to go confront Ariana about this. They're like, do it. There's no time like now. Do it now. Do it, do it, do it. And, you know.
Well, there's like a chain of events that keeps pushing itself further down the line. Like, it started with, okay, so it started with Sheena being happy, pissed Stassi off. Stassi went to go take it out on Jax. She made Jax miserable, everybody else on the float miserable, which made her even more pissed off. So then she took that and pushed it on to Katie. Katie pushed it on to Kristen.
Yes.
Now Kristen's looking to chuck that, you know, football onto somebody else. Who, you know, she goes first to Ariana, and Ariana doesn't bite, you know, she kind of just shrugs it off. And I just love her reaction here. It's just like totally cool and, you know, doesn't give a shit.
But to someone like Kristen, who's crazy, that's like just going to ignite how crazy she gets.
It's just more like red flags. Like, well, no. I mean, she wants to, it's like, if you're looking for a red flag, you're going to find it. If that's what you're looking for, you know what I mean?
But there's nothing that makes a crazy person go more crazy than when you react going like, you're crazy. Like, what are you, why are you feeling like that? Like, what's, you're crazy.
I mean, her whole thing was like, you know, she's just a little too cool and calm to, you know, be like, I would be shocked if someone came up to me and started accusing me of these things. I'd be a little bit more defensive. But I mean, if she was defensive, which she does to Tom 2 seconds later,
yes,
uses that as a negative sort of indicator of why, you know, you're up to something because you're a little bit too defensive. So what is it? Is being cool and collected an indicator of being up to something, or is being defensive an indicator?
Don't, like, did you notice the different ways that, like, she, like, the way she spoke to Ariana after Ariana denied that they have not hooked up or there's nothing going on? She was like, all right, cool, rock and roll.
I just love Ariana's face as Kristen is having this meltdown of, you know, it went from like, I see your text messages and you're hooking up with my boyfriend.
He treats me like shit and I'm just really, I don't know what to do.
And then also she throws it a little bit out there of like, okay, if, you know, you're going to stick up for him or you're going to lie to my face, I'm going to just talk, I'm going to tell you some things, you know, he had sex with some girl, some whore in Vegas, and he didn't use a condom. And
unprotected in the shower.
Yeah, so she was throwing those little tidbits out there. But Ariana just didn't bite either. She was like, just me, you know, like.
So then she rips into Tom and does the classic trick of trying to say that she, that Ariana told her, like, more. Like, you're not going to tell me? Really? I just talked to Ariana. Okay. Really? Mm-hmm. You're not going to tell me?
Yeah.
I mean, I think every person has used that tactic at one point in their life. Mm-hmm. And to watch it unfold is truly magical. So, Tom is basically just kind of just like shrugging his shoulders and is telling us like, this is my normal now. Like, this is what I deal with Kristen doing this all the time now. So we're seeing that things are just going into the shitter.
Mm-hmm. He says, you're digging, Kristen. She says, yeah, I'm digging. This is, you know, when I found stuff, this is how I found out about the whore in Vegas.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't think he cares. I don't think he cares anymore.
No.
Like, I don't think he even wants to salvage their relationship. I mean, she's just being way too crazy. Like, what's he going to do? He's going to save the relationship so she can go through his phone?
Yeah.
You know, and accuse him of shit all the time?
Like, I felt like this was, like, a really kind of like a filler episode. And it was a, like one of those, like a transition setup episode. Mm-hmm. We started a bunch of stories, but nothing's really finished. And it looks like next episode, it gets really good where, you know, people are starting to rumble about like the way Jax and Stassi are getting jealous of each other. It's going to create another problem of them wanting each other again. So looks like we're TBD on what's going to happen next.
Yeah. The parade was a big character this episode. The yes. Gay Pride Parade was one of the characters.
Yes.
And all of our, you know, main characters were kind of just moving in and out of the parade, you know, and doing their thing. But yeah, great episode. And thanks for tuning in, guys. Like I said, you know, have
the best Thanksgiving.
Yeah, have a nice time with the family and, you know, friends, and have a good holiday weekend. Yeah, tune into our episode. You can listen to our previous retro episode we just released before this one. Check that out. We kind of recorded these around the same time. So yeah, if you're not doing anything, if you want to get away from the family, check out our episodes. And we'll be back soon. We'll cover more of season two. We're getting through the
episodes. We're finally getting there. We're moving now. Yeah. We're back.
We're getting some momentum here, guys. We're definitely planning on getting more retro episodes out there. So.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much. And we will talk to you soon. Bye.